Patient infiltrators are exploiting the openness that makes Linux worth protecting. Ryabitsev's post, titled Creepy Crawlies, documents what he describes as a pattern of coordinated bad actors who submit clean patches over extended periods, sometimes years, build genuine reputations within the kernel contributor hierarchy, and then attempt to introduce malicious changes once sufficient trust has accumulated. The label is deliberate. These actors move slowly and are difficult to distinguish from legitimate contributors until the moment they are not. The threat vector is not new. The 2024 XZUtils backdoor incident demonstrated that sophisticated patient supply chain attacks against open source projects are real and operationally viable. What Ryabitsev documents is the subtler, iterative version of that threat, one that doesn't announce itself through a single dramatic intrusion but through the slow accumulation of credibility. Kernel maintainers responding in the 604-comment thread described the cognitive and emotional burden of retrospectively re-evaluating contributors they had trusted for years, noting that this corrosive suspicion directly threatens the collaborative culture the project depends on. From a governance standpoint, the challenge is structural. The Linux kernel's distributed contributor model, thousands of people worldwide submitting improvements through a layered review hierarchy, was designed to catch accidental mistakes and ensure technical quality. It was not designed to detect sophisticated, adversarially motivated human behavior. Adapting those structures will require new tooling, new social norms, and identity verification practices the open source community has historically resisted, since cryptographic signing proves identity but not intent. A parallel story from Curl's Daniel Stenberg sharpens the same anxiety from a different angle. Stenberg documented a specific CVE filing he considers inaccurate and the near-opaque process he encountered when attempting to correct it. Because downstream users, enterprise security teams, package maintainers, vulnerability scanners, treat CVE filings as authoritative ground truth, a manipulable or error-prone filing process breaks the trust cascade at every level below it. Both stories converge on the same structural reality. The open-source ecosystem's governance was built for a different era.